I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
Old millionaire engineer Edmund Pirbright adds to his millions by winning a football pool of £45,000. Disgusting, in my opinion. Hence, I get very active. Reading his flat twice, I manage to accumulate a few facts. And I think I've stumbled onto something hot. Real chutney. Pirbright is a manufacturer of precision engineering parts, the workshops being under government supervision. I find some tracings of machine parts, and then, having escaped from the works by the skin of my teeth, I settle down to study the tracings with Barbara. Well, the drawings are clear enough, but why the strange language describing them?
Looks like Russian, doesn't it?
No, it's not Russian. I remember the Volga boat song. You know, it goes, I-U-K-N-M, which means pull, brothers, pull. Oh,
is that all the Russian you know?
Yes, I think so. A droshky and Neva Prospect. Yes, I think that's the end of my vocabulary. You know something?
No. Go on, you obviously do.
Yes, much. These plans are for a foreign power. Don't forget the inverted commas. A, F-O-R-E-I-G-N-P-O-W-E-R. What does that spell to you?
A foreign power.
Oh, ye gods and little fishes. That is not the right answer, quiz kid. It means that the reputable British firm of Edmund Pirbright is making goods, precision parts, for someone else. How do you spell someone else?
S-O-M-E.
Shut up. Someone else reduced alphabetically and politically. Politically, mark you, means enemy. Now, don't spell enemy R-E-D, because I know.
Aren't you just marvellous?
I have press notices and Grey Goose feathers to prove it.
So, you've put your finger on things.
Don't wake up matters painful. I put more than my finger on Mr. Edmund Pirbright's electrified chair.
Oh.
However, let's proceed. Mr. Pirbright is obviously a traitor. Manufacturing, under the lap of his legitimate business, parts for enemy purchase. Such parts being inimical to the peace of all of us.
All of us?
The United Nations. Thus, we further pursue our investigations into the factory of Mr. Edmund Pirbright, Mr. P himself, and all his doings.
Twice you've escaped by the skin of your teeth. Aren't you being fortune's fool too often?
No, I think not. Somehow, I'll get Mr. P where I want him. You know, Barbara, I had a brainwave today.
I know you're going to tell me, so carry on.
I smashed old Thingamy's fingers in the door today. I even bound his fingers up, but I've already mentioned this.
Go on, nevertheless.
Right. Well, disguised in dungarees and a dirty face, I met him in the engineer's yard. Asked after his hand, and he didn't seem to be bothered about it a bit. Just bawled me out for daring to speak to the managing director.
Well, he may be a hard case.
Maybe he is. But there's more to it than that. Now, as for these tracings, I've got a pal at security headquarters. I'm taking them to him to try and elucidate the mystery of the language used. But just before I go, have a look at this newspaper cutting.
A picture. Good heavens.
That photograph is of a meeting of directors of a huge engineering concern in Budapest.
I can see that.
But look at the old gentleman being toasted.
It's old Pirbright himself.
It is.
But it's last week's paper.
Mm-hmm.
Can't understand the print, but the date's obvious.
Of course. Even I can see that. So what? Old man Pirbright was consorting with the directors of an unfriendly power 5 days ago in Budapest. Strange, ain't it?
Well, that's all I can tell you, Fletcher. Ah. Language is description of the parts, mixture of Russian, Croat, and what have you.
Right. And the descriptions, what do they describe?
Warheads for torpedoes, underwater guided missiles, almost, I think, with certain modifications and improvements, copies of one of our most closely guarded secrets. Now look, Fletcher, how you obtained these tracings, I'm not going to ask, but they're dynamite. My advice to you is leave them here and let me put the security blokes onto the job.
That's exactly what I intend doing, in 24 hours.
But you daren't wait.
I've got the whole thing worked out, Cardigan. and you'll ruin your own chances if you interfere, just yet. I'll guarantee to give you the whole story, and even hand over the culprit himself. I tell you, man, I know the works. Now, just hold your hand.
I'll probably be hung, drawn, and quartered if anything goes wrong.
Believe me, it won't. Now, 24 hours. You see, I know so much that if you don't give me that leeway, I'll just fail to bring these people to book. And I can tell you people, you'll get nowhere without one piece of information that I possess. That is also yours in 24 hours.
Hmm. All right. It's a deal.
Good. Now, I'm just going to communicate with an old friend of ours.
Who's that?
The Grey Goose.
What? Good heavens, don't tell me you know him. Why, man, that man's wanted above anyone else. Do you mean to say that...
Of course not. Don't jump to conclusions, Cardigan. Whatever might be said about the Grey Goose, I'm confident he's no traitor. Now, I've watched the press very carefully, and I'm certain that given a hint through an agony column par, he'll take action.
Well, I don't like it, Fletcher, and that's straight. This Grey Goose chap is wanted, and wanted badly by the police. We can't ally ourselves with the miscreant.
You don't have to. Let me handle it. Look, man, there are grave issues at stake. Stern necessity requires stern measures. So just shut up and give me my 24 hours.
All right. I said, you know what, Fletcher?
No, what?
I wish you were the Grey Goose himself.
Good heavens, why?
I'd have a good excuse for handing you over to the police. You see, I'd rather get you out of my hair. You've got me terribly worried. These tracings and whatnot, I... Oh, well. 24 hours.
Now, quiet, Barbara. We've got to negotiate the electric gate again. You just keep watch down here while I go and see the old man. This time, it's the Grey Goose calling.
Do you think you were wise to see that man at security?
I think so. The fact is, if anything goes wrong, I'll have a bit of their support. They'll know I was trying to be honest. For once.
Well, take care.
I will. So, once more, the old rubber gloves and galoshes to get me over the electric gate. So long. Wait at the car for me. Well, that's fixed the door in case he doesn't want to let me in. Wires cut. Yes, I think so. Now for it.
Who's there?
A friend, can I come in?
Certainly not. I'm busy. And I can't imagine a friend calling at this hour.
Not too busy, I hope, to see a friend from Budapest.
What? Buda, you said?
Exactly. Buda.
Come in and be careful.
Secrecy, my friend, secrecy. Not some of the time, but all of the time. Permit me to switch off the light. Thank you. It is better so, Mr. Pirbright. My government permitted me to come only on the understanding that we should be most circumspect in the keeping of identities, a most close secret. You agree?
Of course, of course. But what the devil brings you over here?
Patience, my dear sir, and I will explain. 5 days ago, we had a meeting in Budapest. You remember, of course.
Yes, 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 of course.
And it was at that meeting you promised us some diagrams and specifications. 5 days ago, eh?
Yes, I did, but...
But what, my dear sir?
Well, the fact is, the plans of those parts are missing.
Missing? Do you dare to tell me that?
I'm...
Missing? Or have you, my friend, received our money, 100,000 of your English pounds, on a pretense, or a fraud?
The plans are stolen. I tell you, I'm at my wit's end. Someone raided this flat and purloined.
I see. I really do see. Mr. Pirbright, I begin to see other things. Did you or did you not promise delivery of those machine parts drawings or not?
I did.
And we honored you. Look, here's a cutting from our journal. It is a picture of our members, and look... You, the honored guest. Look closely, sir. Ah, I forgot. The light. Permit me. The desk light, a moment.
Yes, I see. That's me.
Or is it you? Think. Think hard, my dear Mr. Pirbright. Is that you?
Yes, that is me.
Good. I was not too certain. Now we can dispense with the light.
Who else could it be?
That even I couldn't tell you. However, the fact is, the bargain has not been kept. we require our money back.
That's ridiculous.
How so ridiculous?
Well, I've put in extra machinery. The job itself is all tooled up. We are even in production. Each part is constructed by a single mechanic who doesn't even know what it's for. The final assembly will be in your country.
How do we know that?
I give you my word.
Better still, my friend, you will give me your check.
What?
Your check for half the amount we have paid you.
But look...
When the plans reappear, you will be repaid. Isn't that fair? Come, my friend, the check.
Oh, very well.
I was just thinking, should those plans and specifications have fallen into the wrong hands, what then, my friend?
For heaven's sake, why torture me? I have ways and means of finding them. I have special staff all on the track.
For your sake, I hope they succeed. Otherwise, there will be another check required for the balance, £50,000. Which reminds me, you can't write in the dark. The desk lamp again, eh? Mm. So... Oh, make it out to cash, hmm?
Oh, very well.
Yes, like letting out one's blood, eh? Just endorse it to be paid on demand, hmm?
Damn you.
Just before I leave, I presume you have a communicating door between you and the works?
Yes, of course. And here's your check.
Thank you. And now I wish you to lead me to that section of your works in which are carried out these very secret processes.
I don't see...
Please... Remember, Mr. Purbright, you may be able to save £50,000.
All right. Come on. Down these steps.
Who's there?
It's all right, Watchman. It's Mr. Purbright.
Let's have a look. Blimey. It's the boss himself.
Quite right. And I'm glad you're on the alert. All right, you can go.
Yes, sir.
Now, here. These machines are all tooled up for the job in hand. There's a screen between each so that no man on the machine can see the operations of his neighbor.
Very wise precautions. Carry on.
Then the parts are collected from the bins. They're not assembled, but packed in separate cases and dispatched for assembly in your country.
A lovely little scheme, Purbright, you piece of dirt. Oh!
Out to it, eh? And I hope with that black eye I'll be able to sort you out, you scum.
And now, as Fletcher nears the truth, so I think do we. But we'll hear all of it in the next episode of The Grey Goose.